hey, you're listening to Fast and Loose, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This is like one of those weeks where people are taking finals. Some people are gone. Campus is pretty well vacant, except for the fact that they've shut down the Medford Tufts Green Line stop. So there's about 4,000 buses right here along Boston Ave, in where Boston meets College Ave, right here. It's great. It's one of those things where you're driving, and like there's the traffic you're used to, but then there's like dumb traffic. And that was what happened. I was on Boston Ave, and I hit a line of cars that started at Picante, and I was like, this is dumb traffic. This is traffic because something dumb is going on. And sure enough, you get to the intersection, and it's just like all these shuttle buses, and they've parked in a way that makes it single lane. Anyway, you also might notice that I have a little bit of a different voice. That's because I spent 3 days shouting, really Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just shouting as loud as I possibly could due to various events and dinners and situations. And good shouting. Shouting and laughing. Also, I'm kind of growing a beard. I'll explain that a little bit later. And so that's going to explain it. I think Bex will be joining me in a little while. Nev is not here today. She's baking cookies for people who are taking finals. So just, if you've got Nev's number, just send her a wonderful note that says thank you for being wonderful. And yeah, you got me. I don't really even know what the situation at the station is about who's going to be here and who's not. It's kind of one of those weeks where, like, again, people sort of at the last minute have to cancel. Totally understandable. You get finals. There was like a Hatchy song that was playing right before I got in here. I was like, this song is awesome. Great job, Automation. That was not me playing that song. Anyway. Cool. I got a great lineup for you today. A couple of throwbacks, a couple of brand new to me songs. And yeah, we'll go for it.
I'm feeling alone. can't come soon enough for me. Saved from one more day of misery. Everything I love, get back for me now. Everyone I love, I need you now. Don't forget a million miles from me. Safe and another day.
This is just the background. Here we go.
It's very...
Are you on, you're on four?
Hello?
Yep, here you go.
It's very ominous.
It is, yeah. It sounds like a computer
Like we're in the Matrix.
It's like a computer that's...
That's good.
A computer cackling to life.
Yeah.
With a computer with malicious intent. All right, Bex.
Hey, everyone. How are you? You can't answer me. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're listening to our show. Thank you.
I do too. You know, Nev's not here. And it's like, it's not like I texted her to be like, you know, you should listen.
Yeah, Nev's being really selfish right now.
That's right. Baking cookies for other people. Prioritizing other people over herself and us, really, you know?
How dare she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
that's
you
rude.
Done with finals?
No. I have one more. Actually, so I have my capstone presentation today. And then I have to finish my fieldwork final.
Okay.
But I'm leaving today after my capstone, so I'm going to do fieldwork at home.
Wow.
Fieldwork at home.
Fieldwork at home. Hey, I'm going to remote this fieldwork, if that's all right with everybody. It's probably just writing stuff up,
pretty
right?
Much,
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah. If anybody has any ideas about my fieldwork final, let me know. Environmental fieldwork, just... call in, shout it out.
That's great. Yeah, 855-915-WMFO if you have some opinions about that. I loved field work, but writing it up was the worst.
When did you do field work?
I do field work for grad school. So I liked it. So I would do field work and I would
like
love...
Like go and like talk to people kind of field work?
No, bread counted as field work. I like got... Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like, as I am sitting here now with this degree, a huge piece of that was that I was able to justify like bread as my field work.
That's awesome.
It was great. So it was like, I would, you know, design programs or whatever, and then you'd have to write about it, which for me was the worst thing in the world.
Well, I kind of like writing about it because it's like, if I don't write about it, then I'll forget. I'll forget whatever happened, and it will go away from my brain forever. So I usually write something anyway, so it's great if I can just turn that in.
That's good, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. For me, it was always such a multi-sensory experience that you were like, well, we had dinner. And it's like, I was like, this does not encapsulate the whole thing. You
and
know?
Then we ate food. But then you can really just paint a picture. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what they allow you to do. You could write poetry.
Yeah. You could share poetries from dinner.
Yeah.
You can just do whatever you want. I think that's what I like about my senior year is that I just don't really care so much about the requirements. I'll just do whatever I want.
Yeah. I think that's becoming more commonplace. Not in like a... I think that past versions of me would see some sort of alternative projects and be like, this person is just trying to get out of it.
They didn't follow the rules.
Current version of me is like, you know what? A poet would probably do a lot better of a job of grabbing onto whatever's going on here than this like dumb prose that I'm just like, well, we cleaned up, you know.
Yeah. We shared the duties of dishes.
Yeah, yeah. I had to run the dishwasher twice, you know.
But that never happens because your dishwasher is super effective.
Undefeated.
Right?
Undefeated.
One fun fact about Nate.
You're probably, if you're listening to this and you're like, dishwashers, man, if like your brain didn't light up from whatever you were doing, then I have some good news for you. They're great.
Yeah.
Scrape the food off, but you don't have to rinse them.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
So I have my capstone presentation.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I'll give it a shout out. Hey, if you are available from 12 to 2, either in person or online, Environmental Studies Fall 2024 Capstone group presentation is happening. We're going to be talking about the Tufts Grafton campus and its role in dispossessing land from Native people, specifically the Nipmuc. And we've done research over this whole semester about what someone in Tufts would have to know before initiating a long-term relationship with the Nipmuc. As we're all like students who are graduating in May, that's not our role to do. But we did a bunch of research about the history of that land on Grafton and about the Nipmuc and about what Tufts can do and what collaborative stewardship agreements are and where there's precedent for that. So it's the Joyce Cummings Center, room 180 at 12 p.m. or on Zoom. I don't know how to get you the Zoom link. But
if they're furiously looking through the environmental website,
no, they won't.
They
find
won't.
It.
Find, yeah, okay.
No, they won't.
All college websites, useless. Like until you get to the Canvas part of the college website world, like just any .edu website is like, what is going on here? Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm excited for that. Wow,
I'm excited for that too. I do like this idea. Number one, didn't know Grafton was a campus.
Grafton is the campus. I didn't know that before this semester either. It's the veterinary school.
I'm just trying to play some background music. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know it was coming in so strong. I choose these at random. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
I just pull up. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
The veterinary medicine school is down there?
Yep.
Okay. Down? Out
west.
There. Out there. Out yonder. There.
About 30 miles west, huh?
And, west, And then, that's really cool. If Tufts was going to have, like, a liaison into that land, like, what you would need to do, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. What do you need to know so that the burden isn't on, like, the Nipmuc to educate us about what's happened? Like, we can figure that out for ourselves.
Gotcha.
And then have them fill in the gaps. And, like, all of it should be, like, if there's a collaborative stewardship agreement, it should all be on the Nipmuc terms. Like, it should all be, like, the goal should be basically what we want is land back. But, like, you know, Tufts, yeah.
Yeah. What's the, what is, like, other than just, like, some buildings and some learning, is there, like, land out there?
It's, like, big.
Oh,
it's
wow. Like, okay.
A lot. The Tufts is the biggest landholder in Grafton.
Wow.
Yeah. They just have like fields, they plant stuff, they have crops, they
like
have animals.
For science reasons? Like what?
It's like for science reasons, but also Tufts just like
Just has it,
yeah.
Yeah. That's like Harvard has a big, a massive swath of land out in Western Mass.
It used to be the state hospital where they put people like who basically like it was a mental illness facility, but
asylum.
It was not woke. And then there was a lot. If you want to learn more, come to my presentation. But they said, well, my class said dress business casual, kind of nice. I'm kind of wearing like a 70s professional pirate outfit. Would you agree?
I'd say so.
Like,
I would say if they were like, hey, you need to come in front of the Continental Congress here and talk about piracy, advocate for ethical piracy. I think you got
and
that
look
nailed.
Whimsical doing
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what I'm.
I don't
that's
know.
What
this
I'm
is also
for.
Like a. I kind of have like there's a one of my favorite stereotypes of all time is the Cambridge lady. This is gonna sound.
I haven't heard of this.
So it's like it's just like you see them out and around. This is in admiration. It's like the Cambridge lady or the Cambridge mom. So like it's like super like. On the like super progressive mom from like the 80s, 90s, like kind of progressivism, like movements, that kind of thing. Like raised their kids really specifically, and now like their kids are out of the thing. So they're just like involved in a million different things.
Yeah.
And so
good
like
for them.
Anytime you're at the Cambridge Watershed Association, anytime you're at like the, like the Cambridge Half Marathon or whatever, you'll just see them and they're like fiercely cheering you on. There's a bunch of food link. And this is like an admiration. This is like how I want to be when I'm... And this is like...
When you grow up.
So many generations of parents are like, you know what? I'm going to like retire and I'm just going to kind of take... Like, this is like, no. My life is going into high gear. I'm going to be like on the board of like 100 small committees and I'm going to be at every single city like council meeting.
Yeah.
That's it. And then I think
a gorgeous
in some
way
cases...
To live.
You're like dressed as like
in
a Cambridge
cases,
mom.
In some cases, I'm yeah.
And it's Somerville that. Mom's also the same thing too. I don't want to discount them.
How about this vest?
I mean, you guys
can't see this.
I feel like you stole that from because that vest shows like I'm out here, like
Can
I'm out
you
here.
Describe it for the crowd.
I would say that vest is.
It's reversible too.
Actually, I was noticing the buttons are on the wrong. They're just reversible buttons. That's great. It's reversible. The best thing about it being reversible is that it's reversible, but the design on the inside is the same design.
No, it's not.
It's
the same design, but this one is more colorful, and this one is just red and brown.
I don't have the eye to know the difference between those two, but it's not like the inside is like zebra shiny, and the outside is like what it is now.
It's just
Here's
slightly
what it is.
Different.
This is it. If you were to travel. Into 1987.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were at your therapist's office and you look down at the carpet.
That's what
they
I'm
made
wearing.
This vest out
that's
of that
what
carpet.
I'm wearing on my body. Yes.
And that's
it's
a compliment.
Perfect.
That's a compliment. All
it's
right?
perfect.
And like the room smells like leather. It's very clean, but it's also a little cluttered, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's
cozy.
Exactly. It's a clean room, but there's a lot of stuff on the shelves that you're like, "Whoa." That's probably got a story behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's me.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. There's a lot to sort of digest in, like, you know, there's meaning behind everything.
Yeah. All right, let's do a topic shift. What was the thing that you were going to say to me that I stopped paying attention to?
This is what happens. This is what happens to me. I'm going to start a song here just so we can kind of, like, start this.
Yeah, something was missing.
This part of it.
All right.
Just, like, a little bit of this.
Yeah.
This is all Stereo Lab. If you're looking for... Actually, you know what? You're the one that recommended me The Sacred Souls,
yes.
right? I think Stereolab is the precursor to that. This is like in the 90s, this is what The Sacred Souls
I mean, there were a lot of precursors mm-hmm. to The Sacred Souls.
Totally. Yeah. But like really great music and then really great if you want it to be in the background, also really great. Like really great having a party music.
Mm.
Really great in the background party music.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Yes. It's a party in the studio. We got the air going in the background.
It's hot in here. My ears are sweating.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to complain about that.
I'm warm. I'm sweating out my face, out my ears.
I'm like always cold. I'm the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
So here's what it was. I was talking about Tegan and Sarah was playing. I still got one more Tegan and Sarah song to play for everybody. And I was like, this is really foundational. They're a big college band. And they've continued to be big, too. Like, they play songs. And especially that song, like, O, like H, is like a huge song. That's the song that I was playing when
okay.
we were walking.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then they have another song that I was going to play. It's called Call It Off, which is like a really sad breakup song. Oh. But it's really wonderful. It's a really wonderful, sad breakup song. And I saw that there was like a lot of plays. Anyway.
A lot of people are going through a breakup right now.
Really?
Yeah. At least in my circle, because it's like, you know, senior year.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm moving and I can't take you with me.
Uh-huh.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough.
So and it's, to but it's, all but the it's people
not
out
like,
there.
It's not like it's... gets to get one more semester left. What's going on?
I can't speak for them.
I gotta start making these decisions now.
But also it's like winter, like right before the Christmas, so that's like a big like breakup time, I feel like.
Really?
Because you don't want to spend the holidays with someone who you don't like.
It's like a very
heavy with commitment.
Isn't that the opposite of like they call it like
cuffing season? Yeah, you want to like date someone for the. I don't get that. I never got that.
I never knew. A lot of times you hear these things and you're like, that does not reflect my life in any way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'll take that back. The only one I ever knew was that there was always your freshman year, like whether it was fall break or Thanksgiving. That was breakup season, because that's when you went back home and broke up with your like high school significant other.
Yeah,
that was always like that's what's gonna happen.
That's right tricky.
Yep,
that's tricky.
Oh, here we go. Nev, music is really loud. Can't hear you. Firm believer in cuffing season, especially in New England. You're cold and you need someone to cuddle with. All right, there it is.
Nev, call in. Are you making your cookies right now?
Yeah, I know.
We miss you.
Probably at home.
We miss your coughing and hacking.
Yeah, actually, I already had one good hack session here. I've got it. Whatever it is, especially, I'll be fine like all evening. And then as soon as I lay down, it's like cough season.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, because I sleep on my back.
Me too.
At the bequest of my doctor, I was sleeping on my stomach.
Yeah.
And she was like, I might as well come over to your house and like punch you in the stomach every single night. That would be more healthy than sleeping on your stomach. And
that's,
I was like,
that's really...
Dr. Choi, are you kidding me right now?
That's effective.
She's like, you're doing great and pretty much everywhere else in your life, but don't sleep on your stomach.
Oh. Well, like, I'll fall asleep on my back and then I'll wake up on my stomach. Like.
Yes. I'm sleeping on my stomach, but also I'm jamming a pillow right underneath. So I'm sleeping at like a contorted angle. Not great.
We're getting texts.
Fake news. This is it. Nev is facing the dilemma that Anton has, which is that, like, you know, we're going about 100 miles an hour here in the studio, and Nev's trying to keep up.
I don't know what was fake news
exactly
at this point.
I don't know. Anyway,
you are.
This is the question.
She said you are.
Yeah. Was that to both of us? Is that the formal? If that was in French, that would be vous. All right, great. Nate. Oh, wait, specifically. Great. Wow, thank you for the specificity. That makes
the
me feel
entirety
good
of your being is fake.
That's
news.
Great. That's right. That's fine. I've often thought that, Nev. Thank you.
Nev, I'm so excited to eat your cookies. Yay!
Yeah, we actually had a bunch of leftover sugar cookies from the Thanksmas thing. I don't know if that's what's going on here, but I don't know if it's sugar cookies, but I ate way too many of them because we burned a couple batches, and so when I distributed
Nev
them...
Nev says they were gross.
They were great. No, they were not. They were good. They were good. They were really sweet. Like, we made sugar cookies just like from the roll, like the Pillsbury roll. And then we decorated them with, you know how you can make icing with powdered sugar?
Yeah.
And just like,
yeah.
So it's like, but the icing is just like, it's just like sugar blast.
That's just.
It's really hard. And then so we made a ton of cookies. I like sent them all to everywhere that they could possibly go and like filled everything up, and there were a bunch of burned ones or broken ones that like remained. And so while I was breaking, I was like eating some, and it was like after like three cookies, I like immediately got a stomach ache and a headache at the exact same time. It's like, these
that
are tough.
That does not sound enjoyable. I hope they're not the same ones that Nev is giving out.
No. But there's still like a 7-year-old in my head that's just like, cookies! Like, these are free. You can't throw these away. You
yeah,
know? Like,
yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. That's so true.
So that's like, I gotta go.
So you have them somewhere?
No, they're gone.
Oh. Goodbye.
They finally got stale. And I was like, broken stale cookies.
I have so many things in my head that are going around and around. Like, I was thinking about asking you, like, what are you looking forward to over the next month? I'm not going to see people for the next month.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was thinking about, what's your favorite, like, winter drink? Like, you know, a nice kind of tea or...
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
I do have answers to those questions.
Okay, okay.
And I want your answers, too.
All right.
Do you have answers right now?
I forgot my questions.
Favorite thing you're looking forward to? And also winter drink?
Yes.
Okay. What do we got? That's it. I'm not looking at you. But in radio world, that's like,
okay.
You know.
I like a good frothy chai. I like a good homemade frothy chai. Put the spices in there. Neighborhood Produce has a really good golden chai spice mix.
Ooh, is it from Mem?
I don't know.
Is it in a brown paper bag?
Well, you can put it in a brown paper bag.
Okay.
But it's in a jar. It's in a large jar that you can give yourself in...
Nice.
Whatever portion you want.
Dude, shout out Neighborhood Produce.
Shout out Neighborhood Produce.
I'm out here advocating for them.
I got new... Everyone, this is really exciting. I got new laundry detergent from Neighborhood Produce. The powder stuff.
Yep.
It's great.
The powder stuff is good. All soaps should be in powder form.
Even body wash?
I think, yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Like, isn't a thing like to put borax in your hair? Isn't that a thing?
But then it's just in your hair.
Oh, I thought you washed it out.
You need to like, you need...
No, you get that. You just pour a little, nice little powder.
Oh, do you believe in the trickle-down theory?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't. I don't, mainly because my feet are in such... I would say the biggest thing with like becoming an older person was that my feet became a real problem.
Oh.
And they require...
I mean, you run a lot, too.
Like, they require attention every single shower.
Wow.
So I will very specifically clean all of them, and then I do a thing where I, like, make sure I clean out all of my toenails and everything like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, why are you saying this?
No. And then
it's good. That's good.
And then I have a little... It's like it's not lotion. It's like an ointment that I put on my feet every single time I get out of the shower. And it's like... It's to keep the stink back. It's to keep the bacteria at bay.
No, that's good.
It's to like make
sure
my like
underrated
nails don't break.
Self-care.
Oh, the feet thing is huge. And I'm not a, like, my feet are stuck. Like, if you looked at it, you're like, they're not the feet of a model, you know? But they're
just
like,
maintenance.
This is literally to keep
it's
them
the
at
baseline.
Like a 5 out of 10.
People talk about like eye cream, like under eyes, but nobody talks about the feet.
No. And you're walking on those things all day long.
Every day.
You need them to work.
Every single day.
Yeah. And I neglected them for years.
And squished them in small shoes.
Yes. I'm all about the big toe box now. That's a big piece to my life.
It's a big piece to my life.
I know. I went skiing yesterday.
You did?
I did.
Where?
We played hooky. Ginny and I were just like, you know what? Let's get out of here, man. And she was like, freaking rad, Dad. We went to Wachusett, which is like the local Massachusetts mountain.
Okay.
So it's about an hour away. Great place. If you're looking to just get on some skis.
Nev's complaining about the foot. I think the feet.
I don't want to hear about this. We don't need to talk about this. Yeah, Nev, if you don't want to do that, come into the studio and stop
us. Yeah.
Ha! This is what happens.
Stop being selfish.
That's right. Yeah, Becca, you're too generous of a like conversationalist.
Oh yeah, should I just like shut things down?
Oh yeah, Nev, no problem. Just being like, oh, wait, we're getting a call.
Oh.
I wonder who it could possibly be. Here we go. You're on WMFO. State your name.
Hi. It's Rev.
Hello, Nev.
Hello, stranger.
You're on
it's
the
not
air.
Nev. It's not Nev. It's Rev.
Oh, my God. It's Rev.
Oh, hey, Rev.
It's Rev.
What's up?
I'm not Nev.
Yes! Adam,
hi.
This is so great!
It's not Neville, it's Reveille.
I was
going to
say it's not Neville, but that doesn't make any sound difference.
Can you hear?
So I don't know how. It's Neville, the car one.
Wait, I can't really hear what you're saying.
No,
say
we
that
can't
one
tell.
More time. Say that one more time.
Oh. I was going to say it's not Neville, it's Reveille, but that doesn't make any sound difference. So
it's true, yeah.
Like the car sound.
So tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, what's up?
What's on my mind is you were talking about soap, and I was thinking about how they have the free laundry detergent sheets in the campus center.
They do?
They do, and I was wondering what your environmental stance on detergent sheets is, and if you like them, then I wanted to let you know that they have them for free in the campus center.
I had no idea that they had
sheets.
Detergent sheets?
It's like little sheets of soap. I don't know how
to
explain.
Are they like, okay, actually, I do have questions about these. Because at least with the fabric softener sheets that go in the dryer, those are bad.
Yeah.
Because they cover all your clothes with wax.
Mm. Oh, these are white.
And they dissolve,
have scented,
right?
And untinted.
Hmm.
And they completely dissolve, right? There's like not a sheet in there when you're done. Okay.
Well, that sounds really cool.
It's like, well, they have them for free in the campus center.
Who do I ask?
So...
PSA.
You know, go to the machine. Okay, you know the sex vending machine?
Yeah.
You go near the sex vending machine, and there's a machine that says, touch me, and then you touch it, and then it gives you detergent sheets.
That's incredible. That's the least they could do. For making us pay for laundry, that's the least they could do.
I know.
I think paying for laundry and printing is the most nickel and dime nonsense.
And the printing is expensive.
Well,
it's 30 cents per color paper.
Parking.
What? Oh, yeah, and parking. Yeah.
And parking.
Yeah.
$100 a month.
Like, I'm sorry, that's insane. Already have a car, and you're asking me to pay $10 a day?
Yeah.
That's insane. It's insane because it's like, that's just profit, you know? Like, that's all it is.
That's
just money coming in, you know? That's, mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Except for the laundry detergent sheets.
The laundry, but here we are. They're cutting back in. We have to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Tufts University, laundry sheets. And what I understand about the sheets, though, is that in general in soaps, you don't want the water. Like with liquid detergent and everything like that, it's the water, because water requires it to be kept in a plastic container. You can't recycle that.
Yeah.
So, like, if you keep it in the sheets or powder form, it's easier on the whole system.
It is. I got to use a multivitamin gummy container to put my laundry detergent in.
That's
Isn't that
great.
Beautiful?
Yeah, that's awesome. Rev, nice. What's going on with you? What's your morning look like?
What's my what?
Your morning look like right now?
I'm going to health services because I think I either jammed or broke my finger yesterday.
Oh no!
What?
I was teaching a class to like a bunch of like 11-year-olds, and I like kicked my hand really hard. And then I didn't want to do anything about it at the moment because there were a bunch of 11-year-olds and they were going to judge me. So,
wow.
But then I'm going to Bex's Caps. Then I have therapy, and then going to Bex's Capstone, and then I have a haircut. So
there it is. That's
it's a
day.
Full day.
That's a day right there.
I hope they take good care of your finger. I hope that that a fairy comes out of the walls and kisses your finger so that it feels better.
Wow.
Thank you. Maybe that fairy is you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
there
maybe.
You go.
Maybe.
I think I hate jammed fingers. I hate them. Because you want to forget about it, but then you grab something and you're like, now, come on! It's still here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry the 11-year-olds did that to you. You deserve better.
11-year-olds.
Well, it was my own fault.
No, it wasn't.
No, blame wasn't. Them. They have no advocate on this show. Blame them.
Okay, I have to go to health services, but... I love you both, and you're
man.
The light
okay,
of my
morning. I love
you. Thank
you
so much for calling. That was the best.
Yeah. Bye.
See you later.
Right, see you later.
Well, that was incredible.
That was great. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Also, we got a text halfway through that call from Rev.
From Nev.
From Anton.
I see.
Just parking should not be free. As in, like, hold up, everybody. Parking
okay,
should not be
true.
Free.
Okay, that's true. Okay, wait. Put the background music on.
Here we go. This is the start of another segment.
Yeah.
Rev, thanks so much for calling. That was incredible. Here we go.
Okay, Anton has a point.
Wow.
This is a nuanced topic. Because we want to de-incentivize...
There it is.
...single occupancy vehicles as primary forms of transportation, especially in dense areas like Somerville and Medford. However, something is up with Tufts, like, with this charging $70 a month. It's now going up to $100 a month.
That's
10
crazy.
Days a day. Like, it's crazy. It's
crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy because it's also, especially because in a place where if you're almost always out of state, that getting like a local permit, Somerville and Medford just make it impossible in some cases. Because you have to change your registration. You have to become a citizen of Massachusetts.
It's simply not possible.
Before you can get a parking permit. And then there's all the like shenanigans with like the parking pass and you're like kind of trading them around and all that. I mean, some of the parking situations I've like come across.
They'll give you a ticket the minute your thing expires.
Yep. It's crazy.
I feel like they have like an alarm, like an alert that's like, oh, like this car license plate, their permit just expired. Go find them.
Get them. It's like we got the call. You know, they're all sitting around in the room and like an alarm goes off and they scramble like firefighters. That's what it is. Yeah.
I feel like parking fees, they have their time and place, but sometimes they're just straight up predatory.
Yeah, so that's actually a big conversation with, like, you know, do you know the surge pricing has gone or is about to go into effect in New York City? Do you know about this?
I've heard headlines, that's all.
Yeah, so when you're driving into New York City to cross, you know, across whatever the GW bridge, you still have to pay, I think it's $20 or something like that.
Oh my God.
But now what happens is, like, during rush hour, there's going to be an additional tax. So the question is, like, is that a tax on the poor?
It's regressive, like gas tax.
Exactly. However, there was like a lot of stuff about like 70% of the people driving in New York City are not like working. They're just kind of coming in, or it's a convenience thing or something like that. In Cambridge, they like doubled the fees like 3 or 4 years ago on parking, like parking permits and all that kind of stuff, because they were like, we need to not have people driving through Cambridge.
Did it make a difference?
It made zero difference. Like, the number of cars in Cambridge increased. And a big piece of that was just like, well, people in Cambridge, it was a little bit more affluent, people just paid more. And that was all it was. It was just like, I will pay the greater fees. So it's hard.
We've got to try a different policy here.
Well, the problem is when
we should have Willie on here. Willie is one of the Somerville City Council members and he's really cool.
Let's get him. That'd be a huge get.
Yeah. All right. That would be huge.
That would be big time. Yeah. Talk to our producer.
We'll have a whole Medford stuff episode.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing with like charging more for parking, but then not having alternative infrastructure.
Yeah.
Is like, that's, yeah, people are just going to pay more because you're just, you're squeezing out like the poor. However, I should put more songs on here.
Yeah.
However, it is a big thing where it's like, we've got the T-stop here now. I think bike infrastructure is getting better, like especially e-bike infrastructure is getting a little bit better. All that stuff should be coming in. And then I think honestly, cars lose to all that stuff in a fair fight. Like, you don't need parking. I bet if parking was free, but there was really good bike and T infrastructure,
you'd get less cars.
It'd be, yeah. Yeah. It would not even close, because just dealing with having a car is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Especially you turn it on and there's a light. You got to figure out where to park this giant thing.
Yeah. I feel like parking fees are like taking an invasive vine off the wall of a prison. Do you know what I mean? Like,
great. Wow, you're on. You've got the outfit and you're about to go do this. Are you going to do quips in your presentations in this capstones? Like, cause that's the thing. That was like, pa-pow. Cause I had to like really think about it.
It's just so insignificant. Mm-hmm. I get why
it's insignificant and you're pointed in the wrong direction.
We need to change the scale.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's like you're taking a baby step and you're oriented in the wrong direction.
I think about this often. Actually, I make this analogy often because in environmental studies, you could get that degree and go in a direction where you're putting a green roof on a prison.
Yeah.
And calling that sustainable.
Here it is. We did it.
It's like, and it's so surprising about how many people will tell you that's effective, like, infrastructure.
Well, that was the whole green LEED buildings, that kind of thing. Like, that whole LEED certified thing or whatever, it sort of turned into a way to, like, some of the materials are good, but also just kind of turn into a way to just like build these massive buildings and kind of like pay for a like a designation that doesn't make any sense, like the J.D. Power Associates rating. I don't know what that is. You clearly don't watch a lot of football, Bex, because you'd also be in my face about the Birds beating the Steelers this week.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Philly. Oh, that's good. Hey, Philly, go Philly.
Philly,
that's
absolutely. Where I'm from. There's a chance that this Philly team goes to like the Super Bowl.
This Philly team.
This Philly team right here. The Eagles could absolutely go.
The Eagles.
Do you guys say Eagles?
A little bit.
Okay, we Pittsburgh Eagles across the board, because we have a grocery store chain called Giant Eagle. And we call it the Giant Eagle.
Of course.
You got a Giant Eagle in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The quick aside for the Central Pennsylvania accent.
It is.
Here's a good example. My grandma's from Altoona.
Yeah. Yes. All good grandmas are from Altoona.
She says she's the only Democrat in Altoona. Anyway, that's an aside to an aside.
Yeah.
But she says Eric, the father, my father's name, the father.
The father.
Eric. Eagles. Eric.
It's so different. It's so funny because it's so different. We should do one of these episodes full on. You'll do Philly and I'll do Pittsburgh.
No, I can't do that.
You can't?
I can't. I don't have a Philadelphia accent. I have a like mainline suburban girl.
Yeah, that's the same. I think that's the problem with like a lot of accents. I feel like the Boston accent is this way too, where like we grew up knowing it was an accent, versus if you grew up not knowing it's an accent, then you just have it. And that's the problem, is that we're one step away.
So aware.
Like comedic reasons, I'll do it. I have a little bit of one if it's late at night. If you catch Nate late, he'll go.
If you're going to Boston Common.
If you get in the Boston Common. But that's like not a Boston accent. But like I'll do a Pittsburgh. I'll say like Dan instead of down. That's a big.
It's not hurting anybody.
That's a huge one. That's a huge one.
What were we talking about? I feel like we were talking about something.
TK is around the corner, is what Nev said. Anton made no points. Oh yeah, no. Music You Might Otherwise Miss is coming on next. Big time shout out. Although this is the time where like I did come into a empty studio today.
We have 14 whole minutes.
Yeah. This was the real thing. This is really for Anton. I was talking about like Tegan and Sarah and about how like a really foundational thing, and I was like, it went from like foundational college to like now it's anybody who's sort of my age, Tegan and Sarah is like a It's like, oh yeah, that was just like a fact of your life that you listened to like...
Like nostalgic?
Yeah, it's nostalgic, and playing it now has like jumped the shit. It went from, this is awesome, to, oh, classic, cliche, to now it's like, oh man, I love these guys. Oh. You know, like it's a whole...
Oh, I miss that.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, and I made a Shins reference, and I was like, well, that's what Garden State did to the Shins. And then you looked at me...
Yeah, no, like, my eyes glazed over again.
If I could have my brain... like jump out of my head and like walk down College Ave and go to Picante, then I would do that. That's the thing I would do.
Yeah.
Picante, second time coming up here.
Yeah.
I noticed they had breakfast over there at Picante.
That's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it's new. I don't know what's going on over there, but
I love Picante.
And I love breakfast tacos.
I paid $17.
What?
For a burrito.
Are you kidding
me? And that is crazy. It's usually $11.76.
That's even Biden's America right there.
I know.
Woof.
But I went crazy. I got every single topping, and I got queso, and I got guac, and I got chipotle mayo, and I said just put everything on there, and I racked up the
guac
extra,
and the queso, that's
the
like,
extra charges.
That's like you might as well be like, you know what, and serve it in a gold like tin, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I ate every last bit.
I mean, hey, there was a time
it was worth it.
In my life where there was a time in my life where Picante, like a Picante burrito, was shorthand for $10. It's like, hey man, I'll bet you one Picante burrito that the Birds are gonna win this game or whatever. You know, it was, but it was 10 on the nose, like including tax. Like they figured it out, it was like 9, whatever. And so it was just like a 10 spot got you a Picante burrito, and those were the days.
That sounds so good.
Nice round numbers.
$11.76.
Exactly.
That's what it is with tax.
That's
though.
Tough. That's tough now.
Sensation, I get it.
So anyway, there's this movie, Garden State. There's just like a scene where there is a Zach Braff, or no, it's so it's Natalie Portman and Zach Braff. Do you know who those two people are?
I've heard the name Natalie Portman. Is she in Star Wars?
Correct, Amundo. Yes.
Natalie is she Padme?
Yeah, she's Padme. Big time. Wow. not even, you know, that's like, those are prequels and everything. Yeah. And then Zach Braff is Scrubs?
No.
Or other things.
No, you're, yeah, just go
okay,
ahead.
Whatever.
Okay,
he's the guy. This was during a time period where in the indie scene, there was this character trope much tumblered about called the Manic Pixie Dream Girl. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like Scott Pilgrim.
Correct. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I would say Garden State was like maybe the first or foundational sort of like literature.
Okay, now I'm paying attention.
About like, here's this girl that's like so cool and she's going to like solve my, I'm this guy and she's going to solve my problems. That kind of thing. So there's this scene. I would say the Manic Pixie Dream Girl scene in all of cinema is her.
I need to write this down.
She always is listening to, she has these like big headphones and she's always listening to music and she's always kind of around or whatever. And she goes, have you ever listened to The Shins? And do you know the band The Shins?
No.
Wait, really? You're kidding me? Yeah, TK is in the studio right now and I can audibly hear him scoffing. I know, it's not even a generation. It's like, this is a really popular band.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry.
She goes, have you ever listened to The Shins? And he goes, no. And she takes the headphones off of her head and puts them on his head.
I think.
And it starts.
I would fall in love with her.
And it is. And it's this crazy moment that you watch it. And if you're like, if you're between the ages of like 16 and 25, you're like, oh no.
Oh no.
I might have just witnessed what love is going to be. And that there's going to be sort of no other way for me to understand what love is other than like what is happening right here.
That's beautiful.
It's great. The scene is really awesome. And it's like, it like the Shins come in right at the end. And so is it
so
Caring?
I'm going to watch
Caring
that.
Is Creepy? Is that the song that plays? Or is it New Slang? I forget. I think it's Caring the Creep. It's the,
it is.
It's aiming out and running it so. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's really good.
It's, yeah. So,
anyway. I'm going to watch that scene first and that'll be my introduction to the Shins and then I'll listen to their music.
Yeah, yeah. The movie itself, I would say, is good. It's definitely some weird parts to it, but it's like, definitely, it's an interesting movie. Yeah.
Like it didn't like age well.
Not that it didn't age well. I would just say it's not. It's just kind of it's kind of one of those movies that you don't. It was definitely of its time that it was definitely extremely popular, in the sense that, it like very much from the male perspective of this is like the guy navigating this world. Mm. And so the nuance in sort of how he is understanding things does come off as like a, it's not Rambo, but it's certainly, I think the lack of intersectionality becomes apparent, especially because it has a lot to do with mental health.
Yeah.
And his specific mental health. But I actually do think some of the stuff does hold up now in how he is like sort of this, in his own mind, it's like, I am overdiagnosed, but I still don't know what's going on with my life.
Okay.
That's kind of the navigational part of it, which, mm-hmm. like, I think that we have a lot more language now to describe sort of what he's going through.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was just like, you're crazy or you're not. You know, yeah. It was that. That's kind of the world that it's sort of that's speaking into.
Call back to the state hospital.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was nuanced for its time, I would say. But then looking back on essentially 20 years of mental health understanding.
Wow.
And I would say also 20 years of like the Manic Pixie Dream Girl trope, that becomes like a little bit of like a, oh man.
Wow.
So it's always going to have a special place in my heart. Like it's always going to be like, oh, that movie's awesome. And that like, it's really important to me because I can like go back and gloss over some of those things. But I would say like, if you or maybe Nev was like watching it for the first time. Nev, have you seen this movie?
Only when Nate forces me to.
What are you talking about?
No.
No. Yeah, that's the answer. I knew that was the answer. Also, we got Jordan. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. And also, too, I got Jordan here, giant friend of the show, Jordan. I'm losing it talking about watching Garden State at influential age. That's right. Jordan, I would also say we've had a lot of conversations about Garden State and about how it is like.
So is it set in New Jersey?
Set in New Jersey. And very New Jersey specific, I would say. Like, there's a lot to celebrate on the New Jersey side.
Oh.
So anyway, yeah.
Celebrating New Jersey is rare.
If you watch that movie at the right age, it becomes like a foundational piece.
Between 16 and 25, you said?
I think like I think just whatever time that you're like, you know what, I'm going to sort of like emancipate myself from my childhood, you know, that age of like, I'm navigating love. Wow. I'm navigating who I am as a person, as a subject in and of myself, you know, and then you watch that and it becomes, cause it is, it's kind of like, you know, it's like a searching movie. I would almost equate it to like a Dazed and Confused, where like my parents are like, oh my God, Dazed and Confused, what a movie.
I never really watch movies.
Ugh. American Graffiti, do you know that
movie?
Nope. Okay.
If you say, do you know this TV show, do you know this movie? I don't.
Okay. I would say these movies that sort of get put into sort of the collection of movies that are just like, these are really important and these are like...
American Graffiti.
Yeah, that's the movie that it was made by George Lucas before he made all the Star Wars movies. It's a very good, it's in the Library of Congress as like a piece of like 60s Americana. It's like, this is San Bernardino, 60s, car culture, whole thing. It's very interesting. All Done in One Night. And a really prominent disc jockey named Wolfman Jack is like a main character. That was like back in the day where you would just like drive around listening to the radio and everyone was listening to one radio station.
Yeah.
And it was just this one guy who was just playing, you know, the Beach Boys and then just being like, oh, how's it going out there? You know, and has his voice. And
yeah, yeah. I was in NOLAP in the engineering building and I like spent some late nights there because I was working on some projects. So I got kind of close to the regulars, you know, the people who shout out everyone in NOLAP. They're not listening to this.
No, they're not. They're locked in, hopefully.
Because. Yeah. I was like, well, wouldn't it be nice? Like, everybody's just wearing their headphones, working on their own thing. I'm like, there's nothing connecting us all right now. It would be nice to listen to the radio. Like, how many conversations did you just start?
Yeah.
Just listen to the radio.
Totally.
Even if it's, I don't like this song.
Yeah. Or I don't like what they're talking about.
Yeah.
You need to stop talking about feet.
Stop talking about your toenails.
Yeah, exactly. They used to play this at Brown & Brew downstairs.
TK's glad he didn't listen to the beginning.
Back when Brown & Brew was a thing, they used to play this there, and it was really funny to like hear somebody on air say something and then look around and have someone else hear it too and just be like, what are they talking about? You know? I love that piece of it. That's why I love the radio in general. That's great. So, anyway, I think this is going to be us wrapping it up here.
We did do our PSA, did
you? PSA!
Rapid fire.
Flip it around!
Okay.
PSAs are important. And also, too, do shout out if people can come by and see your capstone.
Everyone, come by and see my capstone.
Great job. Great shout out. Wow. Great shout out.
Credit Scores Education Live Announcer Copy. Credit Fairy 20.
Okay. Okay. No, just read that. Yeah, well.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference of Civil Rights Education Fund, Ad Council. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Great. Counts. All right, well, anything to say?
I love you.
There it is. We know that Nev loves you all.
I was just kidding when I said Nev was selfish.
I'll be here next week. No, I won't.
I won't be here until after January 15th.
Is next week is Christmas Eve, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not omniscient.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's no way to know. Yeah, we got a yes. Okay. There's no way to know that.
I wish there was a way to check.
I wish we were living in some sort of world like that. I probably won't be here next week either.
Okay.
So thank you so much for
Miss us extra when we're gone.
Exactly. I'll be here over the break. Like I'll be engaged That's otherwise good. In the radio.
Maybe I'll call in.
There you go. Perfect. This has been Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around for music you might otherwise miss with TK, which is coming on next. Good luck, Jumbos, and good luck, Lynx, getting all your finals done. Leslie Lynx. Yeah, the Lynx.
Oh.
I need to get some Leslie swag. There it is. Enjoy the day. It's nice and wet out there.
Yes, and it smells really good. Just enjoy how it smells
good,
outside.
And it's like, it's one of those days where all the surfaces are just weirdly wet.
Oh, it's perfect. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
See ya.